welcome to another exciting edition of The Thought Police with me, Kevin O'Sullivan. What the fuck? No, I'm not Kevin O'Sullivan. I'm Mike Graham.
Good start.
I'm Mike Graham. He's Kevin O'Sullivan.
I'm Mike Graham.
Yes. Anyway, look, well, last week we were trying to be Diane Abbott.
Yeah,
so, you know,
Diane Abbott. Well, I'd rather be you than fucking Diane Abbott. That's
exactly
sure.
Right. Anyway, so back to the beginning. I'm Mike Graham. He's Kevin O'Sullivan. What the fuck is going on with the England football team? Can we not talk about this fucking, you know, mental health well-being, so they're going to have some sense made especially for them.
Which will remind them of home and improve their mental health.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. So they're going to have scents in the sort of main areas of the hotel where they're staying in Germany. They're going to have different scents in the bedroom to help them sleep. A bit of lavender. The ones that they're going to have in the hotel sounds very Joe Maloney, with bergamot and jasmine and all sorts of shite. And then they're going to have stuff on in the fucking gym as well.
Unbelievable.
What the fuck's wrong with these
That's
people?
That fucking cunt, Gareth Southgate.
Southgate, the twat.
What a twat
he really is.
And Nike have taken it upon themselves to change our kit.
Right.
So on the back of the collar, where the George Cross always was, the English flag.
Which is red on white, I think, I seem to recall.
Yeah, it's a red cross on a white background. It's pretty simple. And they've changed it into a sort of blue thing with an LGBT pink stripe.
It looks like LGBT, but you know what they're saying is, though? They're claiming that it's based on the fucking training kit for the England 1966 World Cup team.
Well,
I don't believe that.
What they're saying is that, also they're saying is that it's a playful reimagining of the George Cross.
Yeah, classic colour regime of 1966 training. Well, nobody saw that, for one, because first of all, they were fucking in black and white in those days, so nobody fucking knew what the colours were. I think I bow to my colleague, Mr. Chris Sutton, former footballer and now a very good broadcaster, who's slammed the kit saying it's a load of bollocks.
Very erudite observation, and right on the fucking money.
Yeah.
The point about this is, it's Nike, and Nike say, "Oh, it's just a bit of fun, a playful reimagining, you know, 1966 training kit."
Fuck off!
It's like, oh, okay,
it's woke, isn't it?
It's woke. It's Nike, the wokest company on earth.
Yeah.
Nike, an American company that doesn't have the fucking guts to fuck around with the stars and stripes.
No, they wouldn't do that.
But it's fucking around with our flag. And Nike, you go and fuck yourselves up
your
ass.
Maybe you could get Dylan Mulvaney to do a nice advert for it. You know, that fucking bloke who thinks he's a fucking girl.
That bloke who thinks he's a woman.
Yeah, unbelievable. Absolute shit.
Oh, yeah, Dylan Mulvaney, the saviour of Bud Light.
Yes. the crash of fucking company.
Bud Light! Yeah, that worked well, didn't it? Nearly crashed the whole fucking company.
I think they lost about $20 billion or something.
Literally nearly crashed the company, and they had to do a massive advertising campaign full of sort of blokes from the Midwest and the Deep South with guns.
That was
saying, these are the people who drink Bud Light, not trans people.
Yeah. And also, I think it was Kid Rock and a bunch of other people put a load of Bud Light cans and
shot them to bits.
Fucking brilliant.
I mean, and this was some bloody woke marketing woman they employed. I mean,
who's since been fired.
Of course. Because she literally killed Anheuser-Busch, the massive company that makes Bud Light, the biggest beer in America. Literally nearly killed it, stone dead, by saying, let's be woke, let's virtue signal, let's imagine that Bud Light drinkers are all cross-dressers. Fuck off, be so ridiculous.
I mean, how long would you think before somebody like Gareth Southgate says, you know, I think it'd be really important for us to have a woman goalkeeper?
A trans woman.
Yeah, trans woman goalkeeper. There you go. Also, I'm going to say this later on my show. He's got this fucking insidious belief, like a lot of wankers in this country, that, you know, being runners up in the Euros is really good. No, it's not really good. It means you fucking didn't win it, i.e., you lost.
Yeah.
So if you don't win it, you're a fucking loser.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Don't congratulate people for coming second.
It's typical of England, it's typical of Britain when it comes to sport. Oh, we did really well.
Yeah.
We were runners up, we made the semi finals. You know, that's better than getting knocked out in the first round. And under Gareth Southgate, generally speaking, England, you know, they haven't done too badly. But what has he won us? Oh, I know, absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
Square root of fuck all. And, also, Jim Ratcliffe at Manchester United apparently wants to hire him as manager. If you do that, Jim, good fucking luck. You're going to need it.
Yeah, absolutely right. He's the most boring manager, I think, on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
He was a boring footballer. He was dull as fucking ditch water. He didn't ever
good at
do
missing
anything.
Penalties, of
good
course.
At missing penalties. But he never really... If you were to say to me, what do you remember Gareth Southgate for doing while he was a player? Apart from missing the penalty.
The penalty.
Fuck all, right?
It's the penalty. And by the way...
He didn't do anything brilliant.
And what were the sum total of his achievements as a football manager before he got the easy job running England? It was managing Middlesbrough and getting them relegated.
Yes.
So,
that was another fine moment in his career.
Yeah, yeah. A fucking guy's never done anything.
I'm pretty sure that when England won the World Cup in 1966... You know, they didn't have their own fucking perfume made for them. You know, that is purely and simply the sign of people who've got too much money, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You've got that fucking guy, Carl Walker, running around in his training with fucking diamond stud in his earring, probably worth about 35 grand.
Yeah.
You know, these people driving around in fucking Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces. They don't fucking know what sport is anymore.
I don't think they do. I think too many...
They're too rich.
It's all about the money, isn't it? You know. But Gareth Southgate... Woke England, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly. With that kind of attitude, I think we're already doomed in the Euros.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, if it's all about mental well-being, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know, surely the whole point of being an elite sportsman is that you are fucking on the edge all the time. It's probably better, actually, if you're a borderline fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Because you want to win at all costs.
Absolutely.
That's who I want to see playing for England, not some bloke who's very happy in his fucking skin.
Yeah.
And he's really, really his well-being is being looked after.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
And they're going about this, the sense will be good for the player's mental health. I think what we should be thinking about as we go into the Euros is not the player's mental health. We should be thinking about their physical health. A bit more important.
Yes.
Fucking mental health. Mel Stride, the Work and Pension Secretary, just said that we've got a problem with mental health in this country, that we're obsessed with
it. We have got a problem.
20,000 people a day ring in sick due to mental health problems. Now, I'm going to go...
Why do you think they're doing that?
Because they're fucking work shy skivers.
Yeah, exactly, they fancy the day off.
Yeah. I mean,
how can nobody else see this?
You've got to preface this by saying some people genuine mental health problems, and let's not make light of the fact
some people
that,
do, yeah,
that
but
young men are committing suicide in far too high a number, so we're not undermining the importance of mental health and taking it seriously, but 20,000 people a fucking day phoning in saying, I've got mental health. They're, most of them are fucking lying, they're fucking skiving, and we've got to stop it.
I love the way you preface it with, yeah, but of course, we don't want to upset anybody. They're fucking scuffing cunts.
Well, not all of them are, but I say a high percentage.
Well, I think the point is as well, though, that people of our generation probably had fucking mental health problems as well. You know, it doesn't help when you're out all night battering all sorts of fucking substances and fucking drinking into a fucking
that makes
gutter
you depressed
and shagging somebody who's not your fucking wife. I mean, you know, that can sometimes have a slightly deleterious effect on your ability to go to work. But you didn't fucking take the day off in those days because you went to work.
But this is a really good point, Mike. This is the whole fucking point. People, I don't know, their mum dies, their dad dies, they're grieving. I've got mental health issues.
Yeah.
They split up with their wives or their husbands. I've got mental... No, you're sad.
You're just having
you're
a
grieving.
Bad time.
That's not a mental health problem.
Right. And you're having a rough time, and sometimes, you know, that can be hard and difficult, but you're not going to make it any fucking better by staying under the fucking bedclothes, under the duvet, lying there and not fucking talking to anybody.
Yeah, you know, people say we've got to talk about this more. No, it's like climate change.
We've got to
talk about it a lot less.
And menopause.
Yeah, we've got to talk about it a lot less.
It's such a taboo subject. Oh, really? Well, why is it on Radio 4 every fucking 5 minutes then?
They never stop talking about it.
Oh, my God. Right, so I guess we should talk about a couple of the big stories in the news. The Kate saga continues.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You know, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. It continues to rumble on. I'm at the point now where I basically think that these conspiracy theorists are never going to fucking believe it. They're basically like the same people who used to ring me up and say that 9/11 was a fucking stunt and it was all cooked up by the American government. And, you know, that place, remember Bohemian Grove, the place where they sacrificed children?
Oh, yeah.
Which was up in sort of Oregon or something.
Yeah.
You know, George Bush has been seen there, you know, with a bunch of Satanists stabbing a child and then throwing it into a lake. And they go, look, it's on the internet, it's on YouTube. And you go, it's really not on YouTube. No.
It's not just Americans. People love conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
America is the world capital of conspiracy theories, as scene in the continuing theories about JFK and the assassination. People enjoy it. People go, why won't they leave Kate alone? They're barely thinking about Kate.
Right.
They're just enjoying the conspiracy theories.
Right.
And you know,
and whether you like it or not, everybody's talking about it. Right?
Yeah,
everybody.
And I the stories now are getting pretty anorexically thin. The latest one is somebody didn't steal Kate's medical records.
Right. Right.
She's not a bad story, but you know that thing you meet.
Do you know what I thought when I saw that story? Because it was in the Mirror. I thought, I can see what's happened here. Somebody said...
Tried to sell it to them.
No, somebody said to fucking old Russell Myers,
yeah.
You know, the royal guy, you got well and truly fucked here because the son got that fucking photograph and you've got fuck all, you better come up with something or else you're going to be in a fucking bad place. Well, and then suddenly he comes up with this.
To be fair, it wasn't a bad thing to come up with. Not a bad story at all, but you and me might write that. This is to all of our listeners and friends out there. When you do our job, when you're like, fucking old hacks journalists, me and Mike have done them for many, we've done it for far too long.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you kind of feel stories, you know when they're hot,
and
you know when they're going off the boil.
Yeah.
And you know, if you asked me 3 days ago, I'd have said, let's do cake, because everyone's obsessed. I can feel it's going
it's
off
going
the boil.
Away a
little
bit,
yeah,
it is. Because all these things do, it's actually funnily enough nowadays, they go off the boil even quicker in a way because of this kind of 24-hour, 48-hour Twitter sphere thing. You know, it goes mad on Twitter. It's trending on Twitter. Thousands of people are interested every single fucking second.
Yeah.
And then they move on to something else.
Yeah, you're right. And
but it will still be one of those that they bring up.
Oh, is there?
In years to come.
Never...
What about, you know, what about when Kate disappeared?
Well, in America, they'll be saying that William now lives with a body double and Kate's gone forever.
Right.
They won't drop the ball on this, but it'll become more and more absurd. I mean, you know, sorry to piss on good fun speculation, but that was definitely her at that farm shop with William the other day.
Yeah.
It wasn't a body double.
No, of course it wasn't. But that's the thing. I mean, it's a great piece actually in Telegraph today by Michael Deakin who says, you know, just consider for a moment what that conspiracy story suggests. And if it was true that this was in fact a completely different person, how would that work exactly? I mean, he sort of breaks it down, deconstructs it, and goes like, you know, if they had to actually hire somebody who was a body double, how would they do that? If they had to then bring that person in, who would have to know that they was a body? You know, all of the kind of sensible things that you can say, none of which will be believed, of course, by the conspiracy nutters. But I mean, it just shows how ridiculous the world has become.
Yeah, but also the royal family got to learn a lesson here. This might not be popular. But it's all very well of them, King Charles, to be gracious enough to tell us I've got cancer.
Yeah.
My next question is, what type of cancer?
Yeah.
Not telling you.
Right.
Kate, she's undergone abdominal surgery. What for? Not telling you. What do they fucking expect?
I know.
If you only tell us...
this is it. You can't go halfway, can you?
It's like me saying to you, hey, Mike, I've really hurt myself.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Not telling you.
Right.
You're going to fucking speculate,
aren't
you? So this fever of speculation is down to these kind of shitty communications offices they have in the palaces,
right,
who are full of
useless,
chinless wonders.
What it also is, right, is that it's the uselessness as well of the wokery that has now inflicted everything. Because under the Queen, the old Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, everything was done in a particular way. But William and Harry, because they're spoiled rotten by their mother, think that they know better.
Yeah,
they think that they can fucking control everything and that they don't have to be told what to do because they know everything. And again, a piece I read today talking about how because they hate photographers so much because they blame them for their mother's death, they don't want any photographers anywhere near them, which is how they fucked up Mother's Day and that picture, which is fucking ludicrous.
Yeah.
And how they've also fucked up everything else because
now
everyone's now looking at every fucking picture that they've ever been in and they've all been doctored.
I think those two...
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
I think those two, particularly Harry, you know, they've got an old medieval view of their royalty, their royal status, that they're higher than us. They look down on
us. Totally.
Let's give those people a little couple of tidbits of information. They'll like that. Well, the way I see it is, you know, of course, you know, I don't want every fucking detail about Kate. I don't need to know much about the king, but basically my view is you can't just give us these little tidbits as if we're sort of like loyal subjects who are just grateful for this. It's like, don't you fucking look down on us, you cunts.
Right.
We fucking pay for you.
Yeah.
And if you want me to stop paying for you, if you want to pay for yourselves, then fine. You don't owe me any information. But as long as I pay for you, as long as every taxpayer in this country pays for you, you fucking owe us information.
Right. Also, as well, I mean, they have to be careful, because if the public does go off them, suddenly they've got nothing to fucking do, nowhere to go, and they'll have to just survive on their own money, which I'm sure they could do. Yeah. But the other thing is that I think when the Queen was still alive, you know, in America particularly, they still had some respect. I think now the fucking gloves are off, they're just they're just like Kardashians. Yeah. So we can fucking have a go if we want.
And in terms of the royals' attitude to the Americans' attitude to our royal family, obviously Harry and Meghan have done immense damage to that. They now, you know, the Americans always, much as I love America and I love Americans, they always had trouble distinguishing between the nature of royal fame and celebrity fame. They think the royals are like Hollywood stars with agents and PRs and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they don't. Now, Harry turns up, basically acts like a Hollywood star, so the Americans kind of think, well, we were right, look at Harry, they are just like ordinary celebrities. Exactly. And that has, as you say, kind of shattered what the Americans think about the royal family. They now do think they're just another celeb.
Yeah, and in fact, they're not perhaps fucking wrong about that, but well, that's enough.
Yeah, with Harry, they're not wrong, but the others, I think maybe.
That's enough about the fucking royals.
Fuck them.
Short break, because we're going to hear from our friends at Shopify, who are sponsoring this particular podcast. Hey, Kevin, do you know what that means? It's that something I've been hearing a lot lately. It's that ka-ching noise. And I have to say, it sounds like money to me. But I feel like I'm missing out, because it seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or a business or becoming their own boss. And do you know what they're hearing a lot of? It's this sound. It's the sound of yet another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your very own business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionising millions of businesses worldwide. And it's coming to the UK. It's in the UK. You can get hold of it anytime you want, whether you're selling T-shirts, whether you're selling podcasts, whether you're selling any kind of merchandise, whether you're selling fine art, or whether you're selling flaky salt. You could also be selling something to do with fashion, homes and gardens, health and beauty. Covering all of your sales channels, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can successfully grow your own business. It gives you a shopfront-ready point-of-sale system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. It's full of the industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth. Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without learning new skills in design or coding. So I think even you could probably use it. Thanks to 24/7 help and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is also ready to support your success every step of the way. And also, what's lovely about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and the control to take your business to the next level. A little bit when we decided to go out there and start doing live shows, and when we started doing podcasts, and we started doing all sorts of other things and merchandise and all of that. You know, it's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is all possibility powered by Shopify. Sign up for £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice. It's all lowercase. So go to shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice to take your business to the next level. Don't forget, shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice. So, is it worth talking about fucking Rishi Sunak and the shit show that is our now teetering on the brink of fucking extinction government?
Well, I was watching the news last night, and he announced that the economy has turned a corner. 2024 will be the year of the bounce back.
Yeah, right,
good luck with that.
Sure.
Any fear of it'll be the year of sending the fucking boats back? About that. Try that. Well, that'll get you a few.
Well, in this, yet another record broken this week, wasn't it?
400 yesterday.
No, more than 500, which is the biggest number all year so far.
Jeez.
And this is because the weather's nice. As the weather gets nicer, it'll get even fucking worse. I reckon they'll break through 1,000. There was a piece of footage actually yesterday that I saw, which not many people got to look at, I don't think, because we couldn't put it out on the TV. But basically, there was a huge boat overloaded with about 60 migrants on it. And whoever was driving it was driving it away
from... Oh, yeah, no, sorry, just off the coast of France.
Yeah, well, driving it away from the French coast guards, into the path of an RNLI boat, so they'd get rescued.
Picked it up, and we pick them up, bring them all the way back to Dover. Isn't that special?
Right.
And that fucking dinghy was very close to sinking.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me about what's going on in Parliament as we speak. Is this ping pong?
Oh, I saw you guys having a bit of a dust up with that fucking Lord.
Fucking Lord,
what a pompous twat!
Yeah, basically,
So, how dare you question me? I'm in the House of Lords.
Yeah, and also,
fuck off, mate.
He said, I can tell you that people around the country very much worry about the reputation of Britain on the international.
Yeah, last time he went around the country, there were still people on fucking horses and carts.
Yeah, it's a bit like, well, as I said to him, I said, let me assure you, Lord Carlisle, that all over the country, people want to stop the boats, and they do not. Do not lie awake at night worrying about Britain's reputation on the international stage. I say, fuck Britain's reputation.
Imagine going into
it.
The pub, right, and meet your mate, and the first thing he says is, crikey, have you seen what's happened to our reputation on the international stage?
Have you seen our reputation on the international stage? It's in the toilet.
It's absolutely
fuck off. I'll tell you what, bollocks to our reputation on the international stage. Fucking turn the boats around. Take them back to fucking France. Try that.
Right. Absolutely ridiculous. There's a great one here, right? You know that Iranian guy who's trying to fucking get deported and they won't deport him? He's been sitting on a beach. You know what he tried to do today?
Okay.
He tried to sail to France in a dinghy.
Okay,
it's like he's like some character from a Benny Hill show.
It is really
he keeps
funny.
Trying to escape Britain and we won't let him go.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
If he doesn't get out of the country, he'll probably try and break into prison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's the other thing that's pissing me off at the moment, right? The Home Office yesterday puts out this fucking tweet saying, 36% down is the number of asylum seekers in hotels, right? As if to say, oh, we've managed to get rid of them.
You put them in houses.
You put them in fucking houses.
Yeah.
Up and down the country. I heard a story today from a mate of mine who's a photographer who said he was talking to somebody from St. James's, and there's Westminster Council, apparently, is now housing loads of these people, right?
Yeah.
But not only housing them, but housing them in some very nice parts of fucking Pimlico and fucking all around, Parliament.
Well, some of the flash areas.
Yeah, some of the flash areas, right? And these people are not only fucking living high on the hog, they're getting fucking deliveries of, because this was from a neighbour who saw it, deliveries of fucking brand new John Lewis white goods fucking in and out of the fucking house, you know, living very not well, thank you very much indeed, in the heart of London, places where even you and I probably couldn't afford to live.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And getting free shit, and getting free money, and getting free fucking rooms over there. It's absolutely astonishing.
Fucking ridiculous. By the way, alluding to that, what do you think about, so suddenly, King's Cross Station on the notice board appears a few days back.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
A great big message about Ramadan.
Happy Ramadan, yeah. But also, did they not have some, what do they call these things? I can't remember what they call them, but it was some kind of
it was a quote
from the Quran,
it was a quote from the Quran in one of these kind of, it was one of their big spiritual phrases.
Yeah.
And Network Rail, that sort of run these affairs, they said, we put out messages for all religions, including Christianity.
Right.
So all these customers that complained, who go there every day, said, no, you don't, never seen one before. Network Rail, actually, it was a bit of a mistake. We're not sure how that message got up there. We're looking into it.
I could tell them how that message got up there. It was put there by somebody who is a Muslim, decided it would be a good idea to put it on the fucking notice board.
But
that's how it got up there.
But it's part of the Islamification of this country, isn't it?
It is.
You know, there's no message up there say Happy Easter or here comes Lent.
No.
What are you going to give up? None of that.
No.
But there is something from the Quran about Ramadan.
Yes.
So these people are trying to take over this country, and the authorities are doing fuck all about it.
It is extraordinary. I mean, I said this last night on my show, that the Church of England appears to have kind of given up on Christianity. Because if you look on fucking old Archbishop Wokeby's fucking Twitter account, right, his fucking pinned tweet is not about Easter, it's not about Jesus or fucking church, it's about Gaza. And the fucking, you know, we must have a ceasefire. And you know, in the whole piece that he's written about how terrible it is that people are being killed, he doesn't mention Hamas once, right? Just says, oh, we must have an immediate ceasefire. It's horrible seeing all these children being killed, right? He then puts further down, his pictures of me visiting the Canterbury Mosque.
Canterbury Mosque.
For Ramadan. And you're going, sorry, mate, anything on Good Friday?
Yeah,
you know, anything you want to mention about Easter
your
Sunday?
Your cathedral's cathedral's around the corner. Yeah. Why don't you go there?
Yeah, well, he could try that, but he prefers it at Lambeth Palace.
Yeah, London, you know? Fucking A.
Right. The other great one for the Church of England, right, is they've now got, and he's actually criticised it today, but they've now got some kind of fucking chief of racial justice inside the Church of England, right? And they're appointing all these people around the country to make sure that they can eradicate the sin of racism, right?
Or whiteness, I think, is the
sin. Well, but the sin is racism. And I looked up the seven deadly sins, and racism isn't one of them. So they're now inventing fucking racism as a sin. I'm going, what the fuck? Where'd you get this
That's
from?
Right. God didn't say, thou shalt not be racist.
No, I said...
That's definitely not in there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not in there. And I said, this is great news for the devil, right? Yeah. Because the devil used to be the guy that they fucking had it in for, the most evil character in the history of the world. But apparently now it's racists. So, fuck, you know, the devil's fine now.
Fuck.
It is a fucking joke, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The Church of England seems to be disintegrating.
Nobody
goes to the church, and all fucking Wokeby cares about is getting some officer who's in charge of making sure that the C of E is not too white.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It really
fucking
is.
Fucking country.
It really has gone completely to the fucking dogs. I don't know how we're going to limp on until fucking October the 17th, if that indeed is the date we're going to have an election. I just don't know how we're going to fucking do it.
No, what annoys me about this is where successive Tory prime ministers, including Sunak, going back to Cameron, you know, including May and Johnson and briefly Liz Truss, Liz Truss might have done something about it, actually, but she didn't really get the chance.
No.
She wasn't there long enough. They just let this avalanche of wokery consume the country, take over the country. So we have a conservative government, and we've got a population that are kind of a mixture of green Labour and fucking trans rights.
Yeah.
That's what...
Except most of the population isn't like that, though. You just think it is, because they're the ones that make all the fucking...
But they've allowed these nutters who promote this sort of pronoun mythology and trans rights and all. They've allowed these people who want to put trigger warnings on fucking Jane Austen books and things like that. They've allowed these people to culturally take over the country. So you're right, they do not represent the people of this country, and yet the Tory government has allowed them to proliferate and to do their
shit. Because the civil
shit.
Service is a massive fucking problem. Yeah, we did a story this week about that woman who's a lawyer who's being sued
for saying something that's
because
true.
Because she said basically that
trans women are not women.
Well, she said only women have periods. But she said something really interesting, because she said that she's fighting this kind of tiny group of people within the department of the DEFRA, right, Department of Environment, Fisheries and Agriculture, which is convinced that they're right about all this trans stuff, and that they're actually not only affecting what ministers say, but they're changing fucking laws, statutes, they're rewriting things so that they can get their fucking language in there.
Do you know what
I think?
It's
fucking horrendous.
Do you know what I think, like, people like you and I have got to think about doing now? We, you know, we're nice guys.
Or emigrating.
We're killing ourselves to get out of this mad.
I'm just having a day off to kill myself.
Yeah, you've got mental health issues. No, we got to think about kicking back about all
this. Yeah, well, this is what we do.
We're nice guys, you and me, Mike, and so are a lot of the other presenters here at Talk TV, but. What we've done, because my view on trans women, trans men and all that is, look, whatever makes you happy. You want me to treat you like a woman and call you she and her and all that?
Right.
I'm fine, you know, whatever makes you know.
I'm not so sure I'm going
to
do
it. Well, no, live your life exactly how you want. But now you're telling me I have to believe a lie.
Yes.
You're telling me I have to say that trans women are women. That is biologically not true.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make me gather around a lie, that's the moment you cross the line. I'm not playing that game. And the more you press that fucking agenda, the more I'm going to think about saying, you know what, I'm not saying she and her for you anymore. I'm going to call you a bloke in a fucking dress because you pushed your luck too far.
Exactly right. And that's the thing. I mean, the more you get told, I mean, certainly in my case, the more I get told what to fucking do, the less I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll start just going the opposite fucking way. I mean, I say this as a joke, but it's actually not. Down in Sussex, near where my house is, there's one of these fucking sort of blocks of flats, and it's got that fucking, as you go past it, there's a sign that says no turning. in the fucking, you know, in the car park. Yeah, yeah. And all it makes me want to do is fucking just turn. Even though I don't need to fucking turn. So every now and again, I just go in there and fucking turn the car around to see if any cunt comes out and says, you got to turn your car here, so I can tell them to fuck off.
Exactly right. So you know that trans woman, India Willoughby?
Oh, God, yeah.
She, he, thinks...
the one that called the cops and was told... Fuck off.
Yeah. India Willoughby thinks that it is against the law to call a trans woman a trans woman. You have to call them a woman.
Right.
If you decide to say, well, actually, you're a bloke in a dress, she thinks that, or he thinks that's illegal.
Right.
It's not illegal.
No.
That's what J.K. Rowling said about India Willoughby.
And
it's
also not a hate crime.
India Willoughby went to the police, and the police said, sorry, India, that is not a crime.
Yeah.
It's pretty good now, because this people were... a bit diffident about this not so long ago. But frankly, folks, if you want to stand up and call a trans woman a bloke in a dress, that is not against the law.
What I'm pleased to see is there seems to now be some kind of protected right of an individual.
You have the right to do it.
To have an opinion on things, because we shouldn't need to have the right to have that.
So,
but we now have.
Absolutely. That is enshrined. That's why her attempt, or India's attempt, to get J.K. Rowling in the shit with the cops got nowhere. The cops said, no, haven't reached the criminal threshold. So then India Willoughby said, well, you did commit a hate crime, J.K., because the police recorded it as a non-crime hate incident.
Which they're not supposed to record anymore,
actually, the police kind of said, well, we didn't.
Yeah, right.
We didn't.
Well, this is the trouble with telling fucking fibs on the internet. Sorry. You can usually get found out. Yeah. So, sorry.
India Willoughby says, I've got a certificate legally that says I'm a woman.
Right.
You might have that. Doesn't make you actually biologically a woman.
Is it from the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
I've got one that says I'm the Cowardly Fucking Lion.
I've got a book that says I'm a woman. It's the Beano Christmas album. No, I mean, fuck off. You know, it's they're pushing their luck too far. I wanted to be nice to them, and now they tell me, if you don't say I'm a real woman, an absolute 100% woman, you're a fucking transphobe. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're a bloke in a dress.
And I'll lamp you, you cunt.
Cunt.
Right. Fuck off. Anyway, it's a good place to end. We'll see you next time.
We will. Trans. Fuck you all.
But.